From the can, I have been moving in endless circle. Sometimes I fall from the sky. I am the rain.
Sometimes I cascade. I tumble down, down, over the moss-covered rocks, through the forest shadows.
I am the mountain stream. At the foot of the mountains, I leap from a stone cliff, spiraling, plunging. I am the waterfall.
In the shadows of the mountain, I am still and deep. I fill and overflow.
I am the lake. I wind through broad golden valleys, joined by streams, joined by creeks. I grow ever wider, broader, deeper.
I am the river. I pass through a gateway of high stone palisades, leaving the land behind. Cool silver moonlight sparkles and dances on my waves.
I am the sea. Drawn upward by warm sunlight in white silver veils, I rise into the air, I disappear.
I am the mist. In thousands of shapes I reappear, high above the earth in the blue sky. I float, I drift.
I am the clouds. Carried by winds from distant seas, I move, growing heavier, growing darker, returning.
I am the storm front. At the wall of the mountains, I rise up as gleaming, power-filled towers in the darkened sky.
I am the thunderhead. I blind the sky with lightning. The earth trembles with my thunder. I rage. I drench the mountainside.
I am the storm. Storms come. Storms pass. I am countless droplets of water, of rain, left floating in the silent air. I reflect all colors of sunlight.
I am the rainbow. I am one thing. I am many things.
I am water.
This is my dance through our world.
This is the story of the Water Communion by Janine Grossmeyer. I speak now of a time of great changes, of the ebb and the flow of an ever-advancing tide, and of a long, slow swell of the sea. The women were rising. The women had always been there, of course, from the beginning. Across the globe, down through the ages, in the homes of their families, the women fetched the water, gathered and prepared the food, made the clothes, tended the fires, and cared for the children, the sick, and the old. In this country, through the centuries, in the sacred places of their communities, the women cleaned the buildings, decorated the altars, brought the food, sang in the choir, helped the poor and the needy, and listened from the pews. From the beginning, the women had been there. But mostly they had been silent, and mostly they had held no power in their hands. Mostly the decisions had been made by men. No more. The women were rising with the long, slow swell of the sea. In the year 1977, a group of women gathered around a butcher block in the kitchen of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Lexington, Massachusetts. They decided that the women should be, would be, heard. That summer, the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly agreed to their proposal, and the Women and Religion Resolution was formed. Through their efforts over the next few years, Our association's bylaws were updated. Our songs were revised. Our principles reframed so that the word he became he and she, and man became people. A seventh principle was added, respect for the interdependent web of life. Man and woman, female and male, stones and butterflies and trees. The words weren't the only things to change. People's ideas were changing too. The women were rising, and the tide was flowing over the land. In 1980, a great gathering was held, a convocation on feminist theology. And people came from all over the world to honor their journeys, journeys through space and time, journeys with joy and pain, journeys completed, journeys ongoing, and journeys not yet begun. Two women, Lucille Longview and Carolyn McDade, created a ceremony of water sharing for them all, for the women were rising, and water had carried them there. From the mouth of the Mississippi River, from the Atlantic and the Pacific, women and the waters came. From the mountains and the deserts, from rivers and streams, from drops of rain, the women and the waters came. From the oceans of the ages, from the ancient womb of life that created us all, the women and the waters came. In a circle of hundreds they gathered, in a circle of hundreds they sang, in a circle unbroken they listened to each other's stories, and they listened to the waters as they fell. For the women came forth with their water, waters from all over the land, and they mingled the waters in a great earthen bowl. Then, as each had given to the waters, each took from the waters. In this taking, they reclaimed the water. In this taking, they reclaimed the earth. They reclaimed their history. They laid claim to their future and the future of all living things, a vow and a promise to each other and to themselves. Then in their circle of hundreds, they sang, "We are coming home." For the women were rising, and the waters were rising, and great changes were sweeping over the land with the long, slow swell of the sea. And the women and the men and the children were all coming home. Welcome home. Next, Jane Transier is going to share a poem.
Piglet Song by Benjamin Hoff. Let's find a way today that can take us to tomorrow. We'll follow that way, a way like flowing water. Let's leave behind the things that do not matter, and we'll turn our lives to a more important chapter. Let's take the time to try and find what real life has to offer, and maybe then we'll find again what we had long forgotten. Like a friend, true till the end, who will help us onward. The sun is high, the road is wide, and it starts where we are standing. No one knows how far it goes, for the road is never ending. It goes away, beyond what we have thought of. It flows away, away like flowing water.
Every fall, Unitarian Universalist congregations celebrate the homecoming as the return from the journeys of the summers and the gathering of the falls. During the summer, some of us traveled, some of us stayed home, some worked in the office, and some worked in the garden, some celebrated, and some grieved. It is natural to use water as a reflection on our journeys. Water is on a constant journey. It changes all the time. At one moment, cloud, then rain, then steam, then moisture mixed with earth, then grass, then deer, then coyote. We change form all the time, from baby to child to adult to elderly. Our bodies changing in form, size, and health. Water transforms. From the liquid drops of rain hurtling to earth, to mist and vapor that flies through the air, to the dense gatherings in lakes and oceans, to solid forms of ice and snow. We transform what we do, who we are with, how we understand life, how we embrace experience or resist it. We think of ourselves as one thing, and of water as completely another thing. But that is an illusion, of course. We are mostly water. 60% of our bodies are water. 75% of a new baby is water. Water flows through us. We drink it in. We consume it in food. It transforms as it goes through us. It becomes our blood and our organs. We release water from our bodies many times a day, returning it to the earth, where the water transforms again. Think of it. Half of your body was once a stream, or rain, or ocean. It will leave you and become something else, always changing, always becoming. Water is on a journey, going somewhere, transforming, but always returning. We are always on journeys as well, physical journeys, emotional journeys, spiritual journeys. Things happen. We do things. We transform. But in the end, we always return to our places, our people, ourselves, seeing what is there is new and changed ways. And today we celebrate those journeys, honor them and share them with our water communion. Soon you will be asked to bring water forward or to use the symbolic water on our altar. Your water might represent a physical place that you have been, or it might represent an emotional or spiritual place. I will call you up by the four directions, east, west, south, and north, each representing physical places and or states of being. East includes beginnings, inspirations, and hope. South includes playfulness, growth, abundance. West includes endings, maturity, and quiet. North is for cold and pain and peace and death. And you also might want to, this morning, as you reflect on journeys, to reflect on the journeys of Woof. Where has Woof been? Where is it now? So I'm going to let us spend a few moments in quiet reflection, considering your present journeys or the recent present journeys of this congregation, and determine which direction you are called to respond to today. And so I'm going to say again what they represent. East is beginnings, inspiration, hope. South is playfulness, growth, abundance. West includes endings, maturity, quiet. And north, and abundance. West is abundance. North for cold, pain, peace, and death. So take a moment and reflect on your own personal journeys and or the journeys of this congregation. We begin this ritual with the water from communion's past. Bringing to this water from these journeys has been a part of in-gathering ceremonies here at West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for many years. And this water, which was collected in the past, reminds us of all that became before, all those people who have created and held this space where we gather today and made this gathering possible. This water connects us to the future generations who will be here doing water communion in many years to come. Water changes. It moves from location to location. And just like water, our lives change. We move through life change, stages, places, relationships, jobs. Our circumstances change and contexts change. Our communities change. We transition through emotional and spiritual states, contentment, joy, suffering, depression, gratitude. Change is constant and it is fluid. Sometimes like the gentle movement of a lake, at times like a river, now and then like a storming, crashing sea. And sometimes the change is welcome. Other times it jumps out of nowhere and it grabs us and it rips us apart. Most of the time, though, change is simply complicated. While beckoning us towards intriguing and exciting possibilities, change almost always means the loss of what is known and habitual, of what has been enjoyed, of what has been loved. Feelings can leap in all different directions: excitement, dread, grief, love, fear, joy. It is uncomfortable and awkward to stand in the in-between place, leaving the known and heading into the unknown. We all handle this liminal space differently. Some people rush into the change. Some people rush into the change and they barely glance back. Others stand back and forth between the past and the present and unable to really commit to either position. And still others drag their feet, moving towards the new, but as slowly as possible. And still others cannot bear the change, and they get stuck in a past that no longer is. Each of us has undoubtedly tried all of these strategies, depending on the type of change. We will naturally react differently to changes that can range from buying new living room furniture, or a child leaving home, or a job promotion, or a job loss, or a cancer diagnosis. But react we do. Positions ourselves we do, according to our temperament, training, identity, physical and spiritual and emotional health, and the nature of the change. We will react to change. Wolf has experienced a lot of change in the last number of years. You have bravely decided that years of conflict in this congregation had to end. You healed wounds and wrote a covenant of right relationships as a positive way to approach your new intentions. After two difficult ministries in the 1970s and years of successful lay leadership, you asked yourself about the potential benefits of a professional minister. How might a minister help you be more of who you wish to be? You have tried new ways of being as a congregation, come through the conflict and challenges, and are here. And you are whole and vibrant. You are ready to live your mission, to plant seeds of inspiration, to grow in compassionate community, and to bloom into service in the wider world. Fully expressing your mission will mean more change. I don't know fully what that change will be. I have thoughts and ideas, and I know many of you have thoughts and ideas, and we'll be in conversation, and we're going to try things and have more conversations. And through all of that process, we'll full change. Maybe in small ways or larger ways, none of us really know. But before we jump into this process together, I just want to say really clearly, I know change is uncomfortable. I know it can feel awkward. I know that the same change can cause excitement for some and grief for others. This morning I asked you to move. I asked you to leave where you were sitting, where you had settled in, and maybe you had to move away from your family or your friends. And my reasons were good. People didn't have to be awkwardly crawling over each other for the entire water communion, which seemed kind of awful. And it was a change that was short-lived. Consequences gone in a moment. You probably won't even remember this by tomorrow. Still, I suspect that for many people, it felt a little awkward. It felt a little uncomfortable. And that's what change is, even at its very best. It's awkward and it's uncomfortable. I imagine if a droplet of water had the same range of emotions we do, it would feel awkward and uncomfortable in those transitions from liquid to ice and ice to steam, all that compacting together and expanding largely. But I want you to look around at all the good people who surround you, who moved through that cumbersome seating change this morning. This is your congregation. Whatever happens, these good people will be with you to laugh, to smile, to vent, to worry, to offer thoughts, to remember loss, to imagine, to spurt ahead, to stand still, and to exclaim in joy. We will all be together, and all will be well. We will now sanctify the water. Source of all, who embraces and sustains all of life, please bless this water. Bless our life's journeys and bless this congregation. Remind us to bless each other with our gifts and our words and our time. Give us the courage to grieve our losses, to speak truthfully and listen generously. Let us remember always our dream is of the beloved community, where people serve love and justice with compassion. And let us never doubt the strength of our hearts, nor the depth of our love for each other. Bless this water, bless our journeys, and bless this congregation. Amen.